Welcome back, guys, to the Paramedic to RN podcast. My name is Reggie Santiago. Just like yourself, I was a paramedic. Now become a registered nurse, and I did it through a bridge program. What I want to get across to you guys is going from paramedic to RN is going to take a change in your mindset. But what I wanted to do on this podcast was explain the difference between your options to become a registered nurse. So the topic I'm going to talk about today is really the traditional versus paramedic to RN bridge. And there are other bridges available as well. I'm going to try to get through it as quickly as I can. Hopefully you guys are probably driving or you're sitting. And if you're sitting, I would like for you to take notes. If you're driving, just listen. And when you get somewhere safe, take notes as well. Because the information I'm going to give you has taken a lot of research. A lot of the content that I have is through personal experience. Because when I look for content, I couldn't find anything. I did everything. I searched Google, talked to friends, and going from paramedic to RN, people take many different ways to do it. But I just wanted the best way for me at the situation that I had at the time. During the time, I was working full time, so I didn't have a lot of time, but I wanted a quicker way that I can get through the course and become a registered nurse, taking consideration of my work schedule. So I looked online, couldn't find anything. Everything I found was pretty vague. Once I got accepted into my program, I wanted to journal everything so I would have everything laid out in case any one of my other friends needed to go through the same journey. I wanted to talk about the different options you have to become a registered nurse, because trust me, there are many, and it can get real confusing when you are trying to figure out which way to go. Let's go and get started. You have the traditional option, which is your full course option, whether you do it through a community college or for your university. It's the option everyone goes into. A bridge option, what it does is takes in consideration of your experience and it allows you to accelerate through the program. My paramedic to RN bridge was at a community college in North Carolina. And the bridge was 3 semesters instead of 4. So instead of going the traditional way of 4 semesters, I was only able to go to 3. So I went through the fall semester. We took off during the summer and we came back for the fall and I graduated in the spring. There were advantages and disadvantages to both. Let me go through the traditional options first. I think the traditional program is a little better because it gives you more options on places to apply. For example, you're free to apply to any community college or any university, and each school has more seats, so you don't have to fight for. Now, keep in mind, let me back that up. Nursing is very competitive, but would you rather compete at 50 community colleges or would you rather compete at 2 community colleges? That's my point. Also, with a traditional program, there's no gap in your education, so you're not missing certain classes like your nursing basics. As a medic, a good advantage is it can give you more competitive points. The goal of the school is first time in class pass rates. I don't think a lot of people realize that with the NCLEX and with schools have to have a certain percentage of first time NCLEX pass rates. Each state has a board of nursing. I live in North Carolina, so we have the North Carolina Board of Nursing. North Carolina Board of Nursing falls under what's called the NCSBN, which is the National Council of States Board of Nursing. And that National Council is the maker of the NCLEX. So every state has a nursing curriculum And that nursing curriculum for each community college or university mimics what's going to be testable on the NCLEX. So that's the most important thing. When you're competing for these nursing programs, it takes in consideration on who can pass that NCLEX the first time. And that's the reason why that's one of the reasons why people get weeded out, and it's really hard to compete for these seats. In the traditional programs, there are 2-year and 4-year. The 2-year, like community college, usually have 1-year prereqs. So it's funny when people say, oh, you got an associate's degree. It's a little more because you have associate's degree plus you have about a year gen ed classes. Most of the time when you go for your bachelor's, you only need about 8 or 9 more classes to finish your bachelor's. Those prereq classes, those classes are going to be like English, chemistry, math, A&P, and you have to take a nursing entrance exam. Remember, the goal of the school is to have a high first-time NCLEX pass rate. The nursing entrance exam has something called the NCLEX predictor. It tells the school more about you. If you're not a good test taker, nursing school is going to be very hard to get in because these schools use standardized tests. Even your regular nursing entrance exam tests and your regular nursing tests are more standardized. So it can be a little difficult to get into. The 4-year has about 2 years of gen ed, and then you apply to nursing school. If you get into nursing school, then you have 2 years of your core curriculum. So those are the more traditional programs. To me, the disadvantages is that it takes a little longer because it doesn't take in consideration your previous paramedic experience. Now let's go to your bridge options. Your bridge options are like the paramedic to RN bridge, and I want to talk about mine for a minute. The paramedic to RN bridge I went through had prereqs as well, but one of the prereqs is you had to have an associate's degree in EMS. It could not be an associate's degree in anything else but emergency medical science. A good thing is that my degree covered all of my prereqs except for one particular class, but I took that class before. The advantages to a paramedic to RN bridge is faster because it takes your previous experience into consideration. For example, you don't have to worry about a CNA class because you already know how to take a manual blood pressure. The disadvantage of a paramedic to RN bridge is that you don't have a real nursing foundation class. And that can cause you to struggle a little bit. For example, I remember one of the tests that I took, I remember we had a question and the answer was a gait belt. I had no idea what a gait belt was because I never took a fundamentals class or the basic nursing classes. You can struggle on the NCLEX with those questions, and you can struggle doing school on those questions. Another disadvantage is that paramedic to RN bridges are extremely competitive because there are so few, you have a lot of paramedic applicants. For example, the bridge class, the paramedic to RN program I went through only had 10 slots available. They had well over 100 people apply for 10 slots. I got in, but I had all A's in my prereq classes and scored really high on the nursing entrance exam. That guaranteed me a seat. Folk that may not score as high on the nursing entrance exam, it's going to be really hard to get into. I think those are some of the disadvantages. But now think about this as well. It's faster. For example, usually your bridge course consolidates your first year of nursing into one course. Now keep in mind, the disadvantage to that is a lot of material wasn't covered, but it's still testable. But after passing that bridge course, you advance to the last year of nursing. So that's the advantages and disadvantages. Some of you may be like a friend of mine who was a paramedic but had his bachelor's in emergency medical care from Western Carolina, or you may have another bachelor's or even a master's already. There are other options for you. There are MSN direct entry level master's bridges. For example, you don't have to be a paramedic. You just have to have a bachelor's or a master's. one of my friends has a degree. He has a bachelor's degree from Western Carolina Emergency Medical Care. He was able to get into a master's direct entry level, an accelerated program. It's an accelerated 20-month program to where after 20 months, he'll be to take the NCLEX to become an RN and have his MSN in nursing. Keep in mind, too, these MSN direct entry is for bachelor's or master's, so it doesn't matter. And there are many out there across the country. Emory, John Hopkins is one. I've seen Hersing is where my friend is going, and you can probably Google and check that out. Also, you have accelerated BSN programs. If you have a bachelor's, you can get into an accelerated BSN and complete your bachelor's of nursing in 12 to 14 months. Keep in mind, for some of you that don't have a bachelor's or maybe a master's, but maybe you have an associate's degree already. If you have an associate's of science, then look into options to transfer to a four-year university. Because once you transfer, you can apply to that nursing program. You can have your bachelor's in 2 years. There are many options out here available for you guys to go nursing if you choose. And I tell you, nursing has been really rewarding for me. Hopefully you guys listen to this again, or if not, just reach out to me and I personally guide you through. I appreciate your time. Take care and happy nursing.